Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A man is missing from a fishing vessel in the Bering Sea north of St. Matthew Island. KTUU-TV reports fishing boats and Coast Guard are searching for a man missing from the Clipper Eric. The man was reported missing shortly after 12:30 yesterday afternoon, about 60 miles north of St. Matthew Island. A C-130 aircraft launched from Kotzebue joined the Clipper Eric and Good Samaritan vessels Frontier Spirit and Frontier Mariner in the search. The crew of the Coast Guard cutter Douglas Monroe also searched. St. Matthew Island is uninhabited. It's about 370 miles southwest of Nome. Lava is flowing from Mount Vinaminia off a volcano on the Alaska Peninsula north of Perryville. Chris Way Thomas is a geologist at the Alaska Volcano Observatory.
So far, it's been producing a lava flow on the south flank of that intracaldera cone. It's about 800 to 850 meters in length. And there have been some minor ash emissions as well.
Some of that lava is visible from the air in Perryville. If the volcano begins to exhibit heightened signs of unrest, like bigger earthquakes or plumes, that could mean ashfall in Perryville, but it probably will not be dangerous.
This would likely be equivalent to a thin coating of dust on your windshield and probably not going to be in amounts that are hazard in any way.
There are three other volcanoes showing signs of unrest on the Alaska Peninsula: Cleveland Volcano, the Great Sitkin Volcano, and one of the cones on Mount Cerberus at Semsiapochnoi Volcano in the Western Aleutians. As for Vinaminia, Way Thomas says that the current activity could continue on for weeks. Alaska's Permanent Fund Corporation has a new mandate to increase the amount of the permanent fund that is invested in Alaska. The fund's Board of Trustees adopted the new policy yesterday during a meeting in Anchorage. It sets a goal to have at least 5% of the fund invested in Alaska in 5 years. In addition to that, the board also directed the Permanent Fund Corporation to put $200 million into a program that would use Alaska-based investment managers. Juneau International Airport is getting nearly $10 million in federal transportation grant money to replace a sand and chemical storage building. The work is expected to address serious life safety hazards that local airport and state officials have noted in the existing facility. It was built back in 1966 as a hangar and then later repurposed. The money will also replace an obsolete fueling facility. And 16 Alaska Native tribes will represent the 49th state during an International Climate Justice Conference next week. The conference will start October 2nd in the Goodwood area. According to a news release, community leaders and advocates will discuss climate change and its impact on indigenous communities. They will also discuss how such communities like Nutak, Alaska, and the Pacific Islands have been forced to relocate because of climate change.